y'all doing?
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's gorgeous. I wish I could stay outside longer.
Oh, that's right.
You guys can just bring it all out here.
Oh, shit. That's good. That'd be great.
Sorry. I think it's something else.
Oh, come on, man.
Coach, I mean, the one thing everybody keeps saying is talking about Tim this week is pull the trigger. And I know you talked to him about it. You confident that he's going to?
Without a doubt. And, you know, you could. It's not just him. You know, you look at the passing game last week, we had a couple of route breakdowns when guys went the wrong way on certain plays, or there was a protection breakdown when we got the turnover on special teams, and then we had a chance to hit Eric Decker for a touchdown pass, but unfortunately the protection broke down. And, you know, Tim has made his mistakes, but it's not one guy. You know, we have 11 guys in the field, and we're all accountable for that, myself included. I could help him. I wish I knew certain coverage was there at certain times, and I'd call the game different sometimes.
A lot of armchair quarterbacks are saying, throw it more in first down, second down. They got a point?
Hey, we're trying to do whatever it takes to win, and you know, we did a great job running the football this year. We set a franchise record for running the football, the yards we had. So when you average 4.8 yards a carry, we have a strong belief that we're going to average that, if not more, on a day-to-day basis. So, but we're just trying to win football games. We're trying to do whatever it takes, and whatever the situation is in the game, that's what we're going to do. If it's throw the ball a little more, that's what we're going to do. If it's run it like we've been doing it, that's you know, we'll see how it goes.
What do you think of the theory that he needs to hit some short passes early in the game to get into a rhythm so he can hit the ones you need later?
Well, I mean, you can go back to the Buffalo game. He started the game out 6 of 8. And then, you know, we didn't have as much success, you know, from there on. So it's a flow of the game. We're going to do whatever we think is the best plan against a certain opponent. And sometimes those may not be quick passes. So we put the game plan on thinking what is best for the football team.
Does the way that they stack the box and play bump on the outside make the short passing game more difficult?
Certain types of schemes, yes, I would say. But there's other things you can do, certain types of routes that, you know, it doesn't matter if the box is loaded or if there's press coverage outside. And but yeah, some of that does have an effect on certain plays, but not all plays.
Is this the most, Mike, is this the most unique defense he's faced, do you think?
Well, this team, traditionally for years, with Coach LeBeau, has been outstanding. You don't see, you know, when someone goes down, someone steps up and steps in, they don't skip a beat. And that's the way they've been. They've done a great job on personnel for a number of years, ever since I can remember from watching them. And Coach LeBeau is an outstanding football coach. They're well-prepared. They're very disciplined. They don't make a lot of mistakes, and they fly around. They play the game the way it's supposed to be played.
What do you think the key is to handling their blitz packages, how varied they are? Tim was saying yesterday, any 11 of them has a blitz called specifically for them.
It's all about communication. With 11 guys that are on the field offensively, whether it's a side adjustment on the backside, a hot to the front side, whether it's a protection call we're making, we're sliding a certain direction one way or the other, and everybody understanding, hey, these are the guys you're responsible for, and maybe the leftover is the backs or the quarterbacks.
Coach, getting back to the pull the trigger comment, you guys during your 6-game winning streak were able to win games by not making mistakes. Is that a pretty tough balance, though?
Well, you know, the one thing you're going to look at, too, is we've turned the ball over the last couple weeks, and that's something when we were winning those games, we weren't turning the ball over. And the system's still in place. You know, we were running a lot of the same plays, concepts, schemes, whatever you want to call it, when we were in the football game. So it comes down to just our entire football team doing a better job and just tightening up a little bit and getting it done.
How much do you appreciate how many people are out there trying to help you call plays?
That's all part of the business. When you get in this business as a coach, you're either hired or fired. And there's a lot of people out there, my wife included, and everybody else that, you know, everyone's got an opinion, and that's all part. But, hey, that's our job. But that's why, as coaches, we work, you know, endless hours. We put a plan in from Monday till going up to kickoff sometimes, and we do what we think is best for the football team. And, you know, we don't have a crystal ball. It'd be easy for anyone to go out there and say, hey, you know they're going to play cover two, run this play. And that's the player's job. There's no perfect plays. When you have good football players, you know, they make a good play out of a bad call.
Out of curiosity, what does she want you to call?
She just wants us to get in the end zone and win.
She wants you to call the plays at work, right?
Exactly. She just wants us to win. Like everybody else here in the organization, we just want to win football games. It doesn't matter how we do it. As long as we score one more than the opponent, we're going to win.
Mike, your name's been bandied about as a head coaching candidate in Jacksonville. Are you flattered by that attention, and how do you keep that on the back burner?
Well, the number one thing is to beat the Pittsburgh Steelers this week. But it's an honor and privilege to have that honor, to be noticed for something like that. And we'll see what shakes out down the road. But I've been very fortunate to be surrounded surrounded by a lot of good players, and more so than that, I've been tutored by some outstanding coaches. I mean, from the first day I got into sports, the coaches I had back in grammar school were phenomenal, and that's who I am today from all those people. And in Carolina, I had some great coaches I was with, and here also. And then when I was playing in Calgary, George Cortez was a big influence on me also.
Has that been your goal, to become a head coach?
Yeah, I think everybody would like to do, or at least myself. You know, I'd love to be a head coach one day in the right situation.
But the weather's so much better here in January than Jacksonville, though.
Hey, it's a gorgeous day here. I've got a great job. I love the organization here, and we'll see what shakes out.